Phobi just gets the wallet pass experience like no other company. And I think companies should be asking themselves, what's our wallet strategy?
Welcome to the Phobi Insider Podcast. Today, we're joined by Bruce Cleland, Phobi's new Vice President of Marketing. How are you doing today, Bruce?
I'm doing great, Nathan. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. Well, I'm very excited about this conversation, very excited about working with you. So maybe start by telling us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, I was just looking. I think I've been at Phobi for 12 hours. Super excited to be here. So my background, I think I've been a marketer since birth and an entrepreneur since as early as I can remember. And consequently, I've founded and co-founded several companies. But my sweet spot has always been sales and marketing. So I've also been CMO for several companies, most recently at Snap Financial. And I've been a fractional CMO to somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 companies. So I have a pretty good database of how to solve different marketing problems at different stages of a company's growth. Along the way, I worked in quite a few industries, primarily in sports and entertainment and technology, media, retail sectors, all of which are important markets for me to understand for Phobi. And, as a lover and early adopter of tech in the last few years, I've really spent the majority of my time helping companies either leverage their own technology or how to help companies use technology as a way to, dominate and differentiate within their industry. And so, tech is neat in that it can really help you go from your first customer to efficiently get thousands of customers. And, what I did at Snap, which I referenced earlier, is probably a good example of that.
Well, tell us a little bit how you did do that at Snap Financial. I'm very interested to know.
Yeah, you bet. It's sort of an interesting parallel to Phobi in that, Phobi is all about digital transformation. I would say unequivocally, that's what we did at Snap. So just to give the listeners some context, Snap provided financing services in an industry that was, I would say pretty staid. Our focus was home improvement financing, and it's a traditional kitchen table selling experience. The example I always use is your furnace breaks. You phoned, Acme Heating and Air Conditioning. They show up at your house. They give you an estimate and they say you got a $20,000 problem. And, I can tell you furnaces are not something people typically save for. And there's an aha moment. So we realize there's a massive opportunity in that there's a requirement to, this is an area where people can really take advantage of financing. But what we found is it was difficult to, transform the industry from a pretty traditional sales approach, i.e. I show up at your home, I take some measurements, and I write down a quote. And what we found was the industry was leaving money on the table. It's easier to sell a monthly payment than, a high ticket price. So we determined that if we could change the sales process and help leverage technology to help home improvement contractors sell on a good, better, best scenario, that we would help them increase their average transaction. So when you think of the value proposition, it's kind of interesting. And so what we actually had to do was build an amazing technology, an amazing platform called the Snap app, which became the way that we taught the industry to sell. And we pretty much transformed the industry and became the market leader just in doing that. And the cornerstone of that was our technology, the Snap app. We used to say, we're kind of in the finance business, but what we actually are is in the sales business, teaching people how to sell. And the consequence of that, we would increase our finance volume. And I think Phobi's in a similar place. Is we've got this enabling technology and we're at the forefront of digital transformation. People are trying to understand how to do things in different ways. And that's really what Phobi represents. And it's exactly what the challenges we faced at Snap.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. Phobi is at the forefront of digital transformation. It's so interesting to hear your background and the tech element of that. And your background is so extensive and varied. So in all of that, what do you think is your superpower?
Yeah, good question. I think the work I love to do and consequently where I add the most value to the companies I work with is, managing that blue sky startup to realizing the full potential of that blue sky and helping with that transition. So because I've done a lot of work in startups, there's quite a bit of work to do up front in terms of branding and messaging and things like that. But then, okay, how do you really capitalize on the massive growth potential of your idea? And so, I'll reference Snap again, is that, that's exactly what happened, is we sort of got in there and figured out, okay, here's the business. And we understood that through product market fit and our various sales activities, getting great feedback from the market telling us what they wanted. And so we built our whole product and application set around that. The superpower is transitioning from, I'll call it being a bit having to be very improvisational and spinning lots of plates. The superpower is taking that and going, okay, how do we do this at scale? And, one to one is not difficult. One to thousands is quite difficult. So for instance, at Snap, we grew from, no customers to 2,000 customers in Canada, and we grew and we entered into the US, and we grew from 0 customers to 2,000 customers in the US within a couple of years. And the only way you can do that is thinking about how to scale. And so, putting things like the right team in place, making sure you've got strong analytics and tech supporting you, tightening up your messaging, and then keeping your team focused on what's working and what's winning. And so, by doing all of those different things, it's easy for the wheels to come off when, you're going 100 miles an hour, but with the right infrastructure, it makes it a lot easier to scale. So, the work I did at Snap is really relevant to Fobi in that, we were able to support revenue growth at Snap from 150 million to 650 million. We entered new markets. We rolled out new products. We rolled out market-leading technology. We entered and dominated another vertical. And, we were able to support that massive growth by leveraging what I guess my superpower is, back to your original question, which is figuring out how to do all of that, is just managing I call it going from cloudy to clarity, and then scalability is just keep knocking those blocks down and going, how do we build this thing to really capitalize on the full potential of the opportunity that's in front of us.
Yeah, I like that. Cloudy to clarity is definitely very relevant, I guess, in marketing. And it's so interesting to hear sort of your background, and I'm really excited to be working with you and seeing where we can take Fobi. That, Fobi is moving 100 miles an hour, so I'm very excited to see where it goes. So where do you think Fobi is on that sort of journey that you've kind of described there?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of really cool pieces in place. So where I see Fobi on the journey is, I think Rob has a great vision. I think he saw something happening that not a lot of other people were seeing. So I think he had this big vision of where things could be headed, and along the way, he's been assembling technologies and companies to build what I think is an incredibly valuable product to the market with massive opportunity. He's got great people in place, and I think we're at this really cool time where we're starting to see what's working and seeing some wins and getting some traction. So I think where Fobi's at in this journey is, okay, we think we really understand how to maximize this product market fit, which is critical in marketing. And then once you do that, that starts opening up the doors for scale. And I think that's where Fobi is on their journey, is they're right at this moment in time where, wow, we really, really think we know how to best leverage this, and we're getting indicators from the market that we're on the right track.
Yeah, absolutely. And loving hearing what you're saying, and leads me to the next question. It's a big question. Why did you make the decision to join Fobi, and what gets you most excited about this move?
Really, my career has been driven on three things, Nathan, is finding companies, industries, and projects that I call it pull me forward, right? It's like they're just interesting to me. There's opportunity. Like, it gets you excited. Like, it doesn't feel like work, because there's just so many interesting things to happen. And certainly being a market leader is energizing. And so I think Fobi's poised to do that. So that gives me a lot of energy, and that's one reason. What's sitting underneath and driving that energy is, I just think Fobi's ahead of the game. When we think of the wallet on our phones, which lives with us everywhere we go, I think we think of, a digital wallet as a proxy for our physical wallet. And when I talk to people about Fobi and do people use their digital wallet, people say, oh yeah, I stick my airline tickets in there. oh yeah, I got a movie pass in there. Oh yeah, I pay with Apple Pay sometimes by clicking my phone. And I'd say, other than, you know, putting your Visa card in there, it's, you know, sort of a back and forth, but a lot of people are using it as a one and done placeholder for things. And so, like you would with your wallet, right? It's like, okay, I'm going to stick my tickets in there. I'm going to, you know, go to the concert and I'm going to take them out. And now we're doing that in a one-dimensional way with our tickets. But I think if you now take that and think in terms of pass technology, which is what our superpower is now stick a pass inside that wallet, and the explosive benefit that you can bring to your customers by all the things you can do with a pass is extraordinary. And what excites me about Fobi is I think the team gets that. I think we're on the early forefront of understanding how to teach people how to leverage that. And we've done a great job of assembling all of the different components of that, whether it's ticketing, whether it's couponing, you know, loyalty programs, and enhancing an overall customer experience for the brands we work with. You know, what's not to be excited about?
Yeah, I love that explanation of that and of the wallet pass and the explosive nature and the opportunities that kind of we bring industries. It's definitely interesting coming from someone who's kind of new into the Fobi world. So, and I know you've only just started with Fobi, but what do you see as the biggest opportunity for Fobi in 2024?
I think there's two things that come to mind. The first one is, you know, I'll say Fobi just gets the wallet pass experience like no other company. And I think companies should be asking themselves, what's our wallet strategy? So I think we have a job to continue to educate people is, do you even have a wallet pass strategy? Do you have a pass strategy, and what is that? So I think what's ahead for us in 2024 is continuing to be thought leaders around wallet passes. The next thing I think that's really, you know, going to be about 2024 is, you know, I talked earlier on about getting market indicators that you're on the right track. When you first start a company, it's all in your head and it's all, you're full of hope and assumptions. But until you get out there and start creating transactional relationships, you don't really know if you've got something. And I think Fobi is getting that now. You know, we've worked with some pretty significant brands. We're now into our second and third year with a few of them. That means they get and like what we're doing for them. We just had, I'll call it like a massive win for a startup in being asked to participate in the Comcast Sport Tech Accelerator program. You know, 1,500 companies apply and 10 get in, and we're one of them. That's a leading market indicator that, you know, you should be thinking about in 2024 how to be all over that opportunity. So I think it's really about tightening up our offering and, you know, really understanding how to take advantage of these buying signals that pretty significant industries and categories are telling us. And it's really about getting on top of those things and taking advantage of this moment in time where, you know, innovation meets opportunity.
Yeah, that's awesome. This has been a real fascinating conversation with you, Bruce, and I'm very excited to have you on board and sort of lead the charge in the marketing department and seeing where we can go with this huge brand, and it's becoming a huge brand that is Fobi. Was there any other last comments you had for me or had for us?
Yeah, I think two things. One, as you know, I'm a stakeholder, shareholder. Is if I was a shareholder, I'd be excited right now. I think there's so many things that are sitting in place, and we continue to learn and understand how to take advantage of the opportunity in front of us. And then kind of as a sales and marketing guy, I'd be remiss if I didn't say to our audiences, if you know somebody who really needs to understand the power of this technology, talk to us. It's going to be one of those things where people look back and say, why didn't we think of this sooner? And so I encourage you to reach out and talk to Rob or myself so we can explain, you know, really the power of past technology.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Bruce, for coming online in your first few days here at Fobi. I know it's been full on for you, but I'm really excited for what the future holds. So thank you again.
Yeah, likewise, Nathan. Super pleased to spend some time with you.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you next time.